Assalamu alaikum, hello and welcome dear viewers to Weekly Scope. I'm Farah Hatwe and here joining us live in the studio is Mr. Ridwan Rizq, a political analyst. Hello and welcome to our program, Mr. Ridwan.
Thank you.
Before starting our conversation, we will take a look at a report that would summarize headlines for today and be right back. Starting with Middle East Online, 9 points of opposition on table of Bahrain National Dialogue, according to the key political players, began a new round of talks on Sunday to try to resolve the kingdom's two-year crisis after opposition groups made a last-minute decision to join a national dialogue. Saudi Arabia mulls $2 billion deal to buy German military boats. The writer said Saudi Arabia is planning to buy German patrol boats for a total of around 1.5 billion euros, approximately $2 billion, despite some opposition in Germany, a newspaper reported on Sunday. From Middle East Online also, Yemen accuses Iran of deterring country's stability. Yemen on Sunday demanded an explanation from Tehran over an Iran-linked arms shipment seized last month and rejected interference in its internal affairs, state news agency Saba reported. Middle East Online highlighted Obama's visit to Israel, why now? The writer said he's hardly best buddies with Benjamin Netanyahu and his drive for a Palestinian state is a competitor, so why did Barack Obama pick Israel to fire up his legacy-boosting second-term diplomacy? Another article from Middle East Online, chaos in Mali possessed domestic security problem for neighbors. The writer said authorities in Niger, who have sent troops to help battle Islamists in neighboring Mali, are wary of armed extremists filtering across the desert border of an uprising by the domestic Touareg population. Another article from Middle East Online, Kuwait appeals court suspends jail for ex-MPs who criticized Emir. Kuwait's appeals court on Sunday suspended the implementation of a three-year jail term for the three former opposition MPs sentenced last week for insulting the Emir, their lawyer said. Finally, from Middle East Online, Israel fuels Syrian fire, risking regional outburst. The timing of the Israeli air raid early on January 30 on Syrian target that has yet to be identified coincided with a hard-to-refute indications that the regime change in Syria by force, both by foreign military intervention and by internal armed rebellion, has failed, driving the Syrian opposition in exile to opt unwillingly for negotiations with the ruling regime, with the blessing of the US, EU and Arab League concluding in the words of Dustuchwell report on this February 2, that nearly 2 years since the revolt began, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is still comfortably in presidential chair. From Al-Akhbar, Syria war moves closer to Khan al-Shi Palestinian camp. The writer said battles in Syria are spreading from Damascus Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp to the outskirts of Khan al-Shi, the country's second largest camp. This refuge for more than 40,000 Palestinian and Syrian refugees now reeks of death as it is the target of kidnappings and assassinations. From Al-Akhbar, Israeli soldiers raid West Bank villages, arrest five. The writer said Israeli forces arrested five Palestinian youths, including a 14-year-old, during overnight raids in the West Bank Sunday, local media reported. The latest arrest comes as Palestinian factions wrapped up 2 days of reconciliation talks in Cairo. Images surface of a secret U.S. base in Saudi, Al-Akhbar said. Images of a secret American drone base in Saudi Arabia purportedly surfaced in U.S. media Thursday. Al-Akhbar highlighted Syria must respond to Israeli aggression. Just as talks of an internal settlement started to emerge in Syria, Israel delivered a humiliating slap with its border incursion, an attack that has opened the door to various possibilities. Israel seeks to impose a new set of rules that begins with Tel Aviv's ability to violate Syrian sovereignty whenever and however it wishes at no cost. Moving on to Al-Bawaba with this headline, Saudi women scuba divers demand their own section of the sea. An increasing number of women scuba divers want designated areas to dive in the Red Sea to avoid the obstacles they face when trying to obtain a permit for a diving trip. More from Al-Bawaba, tortured labor, Egyptian textile workers to protest, brotherhoodization assault. Workers at the state-owned Mahalla Misr Spinning and Weaving Company will march on Tuesday to protest the Muslim Brotherhood's failure to realize the revolution's demand. From Al-Sharq Al-Awsat, Pan-Arab newspaper, Alawites not responsible for Assad's survival. The writer said, I read Iraqi Prime Minister Nour al-Maliki's statements to Al-Sharq Al-Awsat more than once because he addresses a number of sensitive issues very frankly, and it's not often that a politician reveals his thoughts to others. Another article from the opinion section, the war between jihadists and the Free Syrian Army. A Salafi jihadist leader in Jordan was quoted as saying, a war will break out between jihadists and secular fighters, the Free Syrian Army, if President Bashar al-Assad falls. Finally, from Al-Sharq Al-Awsat, Tunisian MP threatens to resign. Tunisian Prime Minister Hamadi Jebaili vowed to resign yesterday if his proposal to appoint a non-political cabinet by midweek is rejected. The Islamist Prime Minister called for the change on Wednesday after a prominent opposition politician was shot and killed, sparking off violent protests. Okay, Mr. Ridwan, these were the main headlines that we picked up. And from the opinion section, we picked from the Middle East Online an article under the headline, A New Phase in the Struggle for Syria. And it was published on the 5th of 2, 2013. The writer here said that much will depend in the coming weeks on the wisdom of President Barack Obama's new team, and in particular on the new Secretary of State, John Kerry. Will he encourage negotiations to resolve Syrian crisis peacefully, or he play Israeli's traditional game of subverting the region so as to reign supreme? Here asked by Patrick Seal. The writer here, of course, is wondering where the Syria situation is going and whether the new Secretary of State, John Kerry, will make any changes in Syria. Today, after observing what's going on the Syrian ground for 2 years now, how would you actually look at it from the perspective of the latest news that came from there, where negotiations have been called by the opposition for the government to actually sit together and negotiate upon new strategies to save the Syrian situation?
Well, for sure that the new team of Obama means only one thing, that
yes,
America is not going to evaluate or just re-evaluate its situation in the region.
Yeah.
For sure they are not recommending any violence at all, and America is trying to find a way out of getting out of the Middle East, mm-hmm, without getting involved or getting more deeply into the mud of any internal wars in Afghanistan. They have withdrawn from Iraq and then Afghanistan. They are drawing now from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And also they are not willing at all to get involved directly in Syria.
Yes, obviously. The Syrian National Coalition, headed by an apparently moderate Islamist, according to the writer, is Al-Khatib. Al-Khatib had new stances, and actually shocking stances, because for a while the opposition inside Syria, they said that they refuse any kind of talks with Bashar al-Assad until he resigns, and then they can sit on the table and decide the destiny of Syria. But shockingly, Al-Khatib gave a new idea and a new agenda that is working upon, therefore calling for negotiations. And here, if one wants can't read the situation as if they had change in their stances, and that kind of shocking changes. How do you read it? Is it Barack Obama's government behind it? What are the effects around it that actually made Al-Khatib reach that point now?
Well, I can only read the proposition of Maaz Al-Khatib is just only trying to save the water face of the opposition or the fighter, what they call the Syrian fighters.
Yes.
Because Al-Khatib, after his visit to United States, came up with one conclusion, because what he have heard there from the administration in America, that they are not willing to support at all the opposition in Syria, give them a direct support, and especially they are asking for new arms, weapons, modern and advanced weapons in order to fight the Syrian army. So they are only being supported by talks and nothing but
more,
talks.
Yes. So can we say here that Al-Khatib reached a point where he understood that United States will no more support, at least speaking about missiles and arms, will no more support the opposition on the ground, and that's why, because he had no choice here, he made the other choice that they were trying to let go, or they're trying to like let aside for a while?
This is for sure. The opposition should announce their defeat soon against the Syrian army and against President Bashar Assad, because they have no way out now. The support from the Saudi Arabia and Turkey is going for minimal and every day, and Qatar is not really satisfying United States with its support, because the United States had other plan. And I can only read that the attack on Jeremiah, on the research center, the Israelis are too involved with the Syrian crisis, and they have tried their best to drag the United States into a direct conflict with the Syrian crisis.
Yes.
But I don't think that United States is going to do that. Mm-hmm. And on the contrary, all the underlying information could confirm that the Israelis have heard some strict talks from the U.S. administration.
Yes, yes.
What they have done in Jeremiah was not satisfying at all, despite what they say that was done under the permission of United States.
Okay. The writer said that while bloodletting in Syria continues on a grand scale, the situation in and around the country is far from static. Three major developments are worth noting as they are changing the nature of the struggle. He said that first, the United States and its Western allies are becoming increasingly alarmed at the rise or to prominence in Syria of extremists. Al-Qaeda backed rebel groups such as the Nusra Front, Jabhat al-Nusra, which has eclipsed all its rivals in fighting prowess in the field. Washington has put it on a list of foreign terrorist groups. Here, is that a reason why the United States deviated from their stances, because they understood that there is a mission inside, or there is a catastrophe that is taking place, which is in the spread of these Al-Qaeda factions, Al-Qaeda-backed rebel groups, as they mentioned?
Well, let's go back to the beginning of the crisis in Syria, that we have seen some demonstrations asking for some kind of adjustments in the region, in the regime of Syria, and nothing but that. Some sort of interaction from the extremists have found somehow a chance or a gap to sneak into Syria, and took this kind of demonstrations diverted into another way, which is starting to kill and to destroy and have, you know, to attack the Syrian army. That led to an armed conflict against the Syrian army, and also led for more flooding of this kind of extremists coming from Afghanistan, because the war almost is finished there, and gathered from all Arab other countries, especially from the countries now we have seen some kind of extremists took over the lead in other Arab countries. So they have dreamed of doing the same scenarios in Syria. not knowing the history in Syria and not knowing the construction of the Syrian society, mm-hmm. They have betted on something that was not really a good bet for them, mm-hmm. because Syria has very strong army and ideologically is very well built and well organized. President Bashar Assad is proved, and I had no doubt at all that he is going to be a very strong and very determined person. He is not the kind of a person who is going to flee his country and leave it in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. He took the decision from day one to defend Syria in all means. So they couldn't do anything at all. They have fought a battle, a loseful battle from the beginning. But they had their agenda. They were pushed. They were promised from Qatar and Turkey and Saudi Arabia and Israel also to have all the support, all the weapons that they could use against the Syrian army, mm-hmm. and all the financial support, let's say, and plus the political support, which was very clear, mm-hmm. From the Arab League countries and also from the international, from the Europeans and the Americans.
Yeah. So here it's obvious that the United States paved the way for Al-Qaeda factions to actually spread inside Syria, and now they feel as if they can no more support these factions. They can no more support. Is it because these groups, extremists, did not on the ground support the idea and the policy that the United States wanted to see inside Syria, or is it because they failed at least to implement what should be implemented by the U.S.?
Well, I disagree with most of the political analysis, because I cannot see that those extremists are American plans or American agenda in the mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. It's definitely it's an Israeli plan from the beginning, and they go by the agenda of Britain and France.
Yes, usually so when it's an Israeli plan, it's supported by a U.S. That's how things.
This is does not work this way anymore. Mm. No, we have to look at it from a different point of view.
Yes.
Otherwise, the Jabhat al-Nusra wouldn't have been listed on the terrorist groups,
yes.
abandoned terrorist groups, mm-hmm. in the middle of the fighting against the Syrian army. That mm-hmm. gave lots of support to Bashar Assad and mm-hmm. lots of support to use what they call extreme power against those terrorism, because they are recognized by an international community as they are a terrorist.
Yes. So can we say that they were backed by Persian Gulf countries, and that's what these are the supported?
That's it. So it's this way. Mm-hmm. So the battle now is almost is going to end very soon. The proposal from Maaz al-Khatib shows and proves that they have no way out anymore, mm-hmm. unless let down their arms and surrender to the Syrian government,
yeah.
and come to a very certain talk to save at least their lives.
Okay.
So
the writer said that indeed many are beginning to ask, what is the point of the United States and its allies waging war against Al-Qaeda across the world in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and most recently in Mali, while giving free rein to it in Syria, thereby no doubt guaranteeing it a major role in any post-Assad government. The specter of a Taliban-type regime on the doorstep of Europe is causing real concern and explains the increasing reluctance of Western countries to arm the rebels. How do you comment on that?
This is for sure, because somehow United States and Russia are not willing to see another fundamentalist regime rising up in the region, mm-hmm. despite their talks with Iran, or despite their talks with the relation with Iran.
So can we say here that the U.S. reached to a point where they understood that arming rebels inside Syria under the slogan that they are opposition, therefore they're from under the table arming extremists inside?
Of course. This is for sure. This is that was very.
That's when they realize it. Now we can say in this.
That was very clear. They had supported all the movements, let's say civilian movements on the ground, asking for some changes in the regime.
Yes.
But when it came to some sort of military conflict on the ground, And the extremists took over what we call, between the brackets, the revolution of Syria.
Yes.
The United States reconsidered all their the positions that they took before, all the announcements, and they are reconsidering of rebuilding all of their political vision and relations in the area.
Yes.
Soon we are going to see some serious talks with Iran from the new administration of Obama, and we have seen a lot that the military actions of the extremist groups on the ground,
yes,
have retreated by 40%.
Yes.
So it's less than day after day is going less and less,
mm-hmm,
and that was the reports of the secret agents, the CIA.
Yes.
So the CIA evaluated the military ground operations of the extremists, and they found out that the past couple of months, especially after the battle of the what we call the airport, mm-hmm, in Damascus, with the firm deal coming from the Syrian army, and all the victories that they achieved on the ground, weakened those groups,
mm-hmm,
and the mobility now it's weaker than ever.
Okay.
And sooner we are going to see lots of ending to some military action.
Okay. Iran several times and throughout the revolution, especially lately after Israel attacked the research center, made it clear several times and vividly, or even from under the table, that any attack on Syria, they will therefore, Iran will be involved and will protect the Syrian government to an extent where a war can occur. That kind of stances that were, as I said, clear or not clear in most cases, these stances made the U.S. like think twice about the Syrian situation and about what's going to happen in the future, and probably made them like be silent a little bit about their own stances and about arming these opposition groups inside.
Well, what
Syria,
we
for
know
it not to expand to a war with Iran, let's say.
Well, what we know that Obama, new administration, new phase now.
Mm-hmm.
Took the decision, and very firmly they are not willing to go into any other war.
Yes.
At least for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that Iran and Russia and Lebanon,
yes,
let's say when we talk about Lebanon, we are talking about the Lebanese Muqawama, the resistance,
yes, mm-hmm,
are not willing to allow any regime to take over, mm-hmm, going into some sort of understanding or coalition with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That will put an end to some kind what we call the Palestinian cause, which is we all gathering under the same plan, that,
yes,
this Israel must have,
mm-hmm,
Palestine must be liberated.
Okay.
So that could cause another third world war.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what America is trying to avoid.
Exactly. So.
Okay. Just in the minute that's remaining, the timing of the Israeli air raid on January 30 on a Syrian target that has been identified already. But the timing of the target, Mr. Ridwan, how do you read it?
Well, I believe this is a very foolish move from,
mm-hmm,
the Israelis, because they have tried their best,
mm-hmm,
to ignite some kind of a war or conflict, or trying to drag some military support or military interaction with the Syrian,
mm-hmm,
groups from the United States or the Europeans. U.S. has, you know, different calculations, and they have read it in this way, and it has no military value at all. It's a bad try from the Israelis, and I believe did not achieve the goal.
Okay, Mr. Ridwan Rizlak, a political analyst, thank you for being with us today. Dear
thank
viewers,
you.
That's all the time that we have. Thanks for watching. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.